This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, October 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. If you've looked into booking a flight lately, you know the cost of airfare has gone up by a lot. You might think to broaden your search to include some of the discount carriers. Unfortunately, those cheap flights aren't all that cheap anymore either.
We've all seen, you know, the ads or the emails, you know, offering $19 on Spirit or Frontier or $29 or $39. First of all, that's each way. But also, you know, as most people are aware, these airlines charge extra for absolutely everything, including, you know, a bottle of water on the flights. So you really have to do the math now, even more so than in the past.
Dawn Gilbertson writes the WSJ's Carry On travel column. On today's show, she'll run through steps people often overlook to save on airfares and those fees. That's after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
It's a lot more expensive to fly now than it was a year ago, so how can you ensure those friendly skies are a little more friendly to your wallet? To find out, I'm joined by the Wall Street Journal's carry-on columnist, Dawn Gilbertson. Dawn, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Dawn, airfares for leisure travel were up nearly 43% in September from a year ago and up 0.8% just from August. What's been driving these fares higher?
Well, number one is this insatiable travel demand. Anybody who's been to an airport in September or October knows, you know, it doesn't look exactly like summer, but it's certainly not as slow as it typically is. So people are just still traveling like bonkers. I mean, anybody who's like priced airline tickets recently, I just booked a ticket to San Francisco from Phoenix, which is a very short hop. And the round trip ticket is $650. You know, like I said, for a very, very short flight. I talked to a traveler who his wife couldn't go with him to Vegas for a freelance gig because the ticket from Chicago to Las Vegas was $900 in October. You know, in addition to
$900, that seems like a lot for this time of year.
It is, but here's one of the things driving it. You know, in addition to people are still willing to pay this and people still have this insatiable demand, we still have not as many flights as we did before the pandemic. And then there's also, you know, a labor shortage that has airlines not offering as many flights as they might like to offer, which obviously pushes fares higher.
Yeah, you mentioned pent-up demand a moment ago. So if some of this is due to pent-up demand, wouldn't that mean that things might, you know, level out a bit sometime soon?
Well, you would think so. And as a traveler, you would hope so. But, you know, the United Airlines CEO, Scott Kirby, was pretty emphatic about this point on the airline's earnings calls. And he said, it's not pent-up demand. This is the new normal. And the reasons he cited were a big factor was the number of people who have flexible work arrangements now. You know, we're not just tied to weekend trips. We can take long weekend trips and maybe work on a Monday or a Friday. And so we're taking more trips. I mean, he was very emphatic about that. But other airline CEOs also said, you know, the travel patterns have changed and they think permanently.
You know, people love to complain about the higher fares, but you said that they're willing to pay them. So there's not a lot of pushback by consumers?
What it's doing is pushing some people, you know, out of the market or forcing them to take these crazy flights, you know, with well beyond a red eye, you know, like maybe on a budget carrier with like a 20-hour layover somewhere, or maybe just one person in the family goes to a wedding and not everybody. So, I mean, again, what's helping the airlines right now is the fact that they don't have as many seats for sale. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's not as hard to fill up a plane as they did, you know, in the past before this situation.
Yeah, speaking of the budget airlines, people might decide to put on their budget traveler's cap and book a ticket with one of those no-frill airlines. Wouldn't that help to save some money?
Well, I mean, in a lot of cases, it will help them save money. You know, I'm not a Spirit, Allegiant, Frontier hater. There's some people out there that's where they'll never fly them. I just booked my mom a ticket on Frontier. But one thing that absolutely stunned me, and I follow these airlines very closely, is how high the baggage fees have gotten on Frontier specifically. We've all seen, you know, the ads or the emails, you know, offering $19 on Spirit or Frontier or $29 or $39. First of all, that's each way. But also, you know, as most people are aware, these airlines charge extra for absolutely everything, including, you know, a bottle of water on the flights. So, you know, people just have to, you really have to do the math now, even more so than in the past. You have to see how much is the base fare and then how much does, you know, a bag fee and a seat fee make that total balloon.
Ugh, those fees. You know, you often see people who've stuffed a bunch of clothes in a backpack or a small bag to avoid the baggage fees. But that's one way to save, right?
Well, you know, when they do it, they wear it as a badge of honor, you know. You know, there's TikToks on how to do it and, like, even links to, like, Amazon things you can buy that fit more things in. But one thing travelers really need to be aware of that are buying tickets, especially on budget airlines, is Frontier in particular is really cracking down on that free personal item. Like, they literally have these bag sizers at the airport, which they've had for a long time. But now what's happening is they are actually stopping each passenger. And if that bag doesn't fit in there, you will be hit with a fee of up to $99 one way to bring that bag on the plane.
So wait, they hit you with the fee right there?
Yes, right on the spot. I mean, one good thing they do, I mean, if you want to give them credit for something, is so it's $99, but they do make an announcement. I mean, they are really, really, really getting aggressive on this. And they do make an announcement that if you want to save, you know, if you just want to pay $79, pay for it right now on the app. Don't wait till you get in this line, you know, in the gate area. So at least that'll save you something. I mean, what Frontier says in their defense is they say it's a matter of fairness. You know, so many people buy bags when they book on these low budget carriers. Everybody else is trying to get away with it and really make that personal item this giant thing that wouldn't fit under the seat under any circumstances. So you can see where they're coming from. It's just, I don't think a lot of people are aware of this.
All right, so let's talk about a few other ways people can save money when flying. Is there an advantage to booking in advance?
I personally think so. I mean, you're going to see from every different travel site, from every different travel blogger and travel expert, you're going to see people saying, this is the ideal time. I think in the market we're in right now, with these fares this high, at very minimum, you need to start shopping as early as possible. You know, like if you're thinking you want to take the family on a trip next spring break, don't wait. You know, start shopping now because you might see a fare that is palatable to you and a schedule that's palatable to you, and you'll get it out of the way rather than, you know, watching it every single day from now till February.
Now, aren't there sometimes cheaper fares if you fly on certain days? You know, I've seen things like Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday.
Well, historically, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, yes, are the cheapest days to fly. You'll notice many fare sales. Southwest just did one, you know, where the deals were only on Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday. However, one thing people need to be aware of because of these new travel patterns that airline executives, you know, keep talking about is people are now spreading that out. So it's not as foolproof as it was in the past. So the savings, the gap is probably narrowing in some cases. Well, I mean, another way, you know, people can keep tabs on, you know, what seems to be just airfares going in one direction is to set up price alerts on any number of travel sites. Google Flights is super popular. Kayak, Skyscanner. You put in where you want to go, and then they will just keep updating you. They'll email you, they'll send you an alert, and they'll say, hey, the fare for XYZ flight dropped. So I highly, highly recommend those. Another thing, there was a new study that just came out from Airlines Reporting Corp and Expedia. I haven't tested this myself, that said a good day to book, meaning buy your tickets, is Sunday.
All right, that's good to know. That's Wall Street Journal travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson. Dawn, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.